people's minds. And a thought did come to me yesterday as I was studying what I'm going to preach to you about this morning. I'm going to preach a message about dogs this morning. Dogs. Bible's got a lot to say about dogs. Do you know that? You'd be surprised to read your Bible all the way through and see how many times it talks about dogs. And the worst thing about it is, and the most humiliating thing for the human race, is that usually God is comparing a dog to us. Now that's very hard for high society, refined, educated people to admit that God likens them unto a dog, but it's the truth. And if you're here this morning and you're not saved, you're a dead dog, a lost one. You're just like a lost dog roaming out in the woods. And if you're saved, you're one that's been found. If you ever get to thinking, boy, I am religious. I've saw some people that got saved and God blessed them until they got this holy, religious, pious front on. And everywhere they went, they were showing everybody how holy they were. And they really thought God had got something when He got them. They thought, God sure was lucky to be able to save me. And all they are is just an old lost dog, and now it's found. So the title, I know some of you ain't going to like this title, but it's the best I could do. The title of this message is, for you that are saved, the title of the message is, You Ain't Nothing But a Found Dog. That's what the title of this message is. And that's all you are. Old brother, they say he's brother, I don't really think he was. Elvis didn't really know what he was saying when he said those profound words. And a man that's lost is a lost dog. A man that saves a found dog. That's all there are to it. No difference. For all of sin comes short of the glory of God. I know that hurts our pride, but it's the truth. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Let's read in Psalm 59:12. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. That's what's wrong with folks. And for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be. And let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. Selah. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. You know anybody that does that? Makes a noise like a dog and goes all around town at night? Verse 15. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But, here's what we do. I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. Bible said in Philippians 3:2, beware of dogs. The Bible said in Matthew 7:6, give not that which is holy unto dogs. Bible said in Revelation 22:15, those that are in the city of God and heaven's begun, eternity's begun, without are dogs. I want to preach to you this morning on you ain't nothing but a found dog. Let's bow our heads while we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this day. Thank You for the blessed book, the Word of God, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We could ever one fall prostrate in the floor this morning and say, let the Word of God be magnified above all Thy name. Lord, we thank You for the privilege of standing where no man could and should stand alone. We pray that Thy Spirit would anoint these lips of clay. Help us to say what must and needs be said today. Convict hearts of sin. Save the lost. Reclaim that one which is too high for themselves or too low. And God, help them to get on the straight and narrow way this morning. We'll praise You and thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Bible said in Ecclesiastes 9:4, a living dog is better than a dead lion. Now, I may not be much this morning, and true I'm not. All I am is just an old dog. It was lost, and the Lord found me. Just an old Gentile dog. For some of you that may not be too familiar for the Bible, let me introduce you by saying this. In the Bible, God calls His people Jews. And everybody that's all them other nations of the world, God said they are Gentiles and refers to them as dogs. Now, dogs are a lot like people. It's not by accident somebody said, dog is man's best friend. There's a reason for it. So, scripturally speaking this morning, I hope you don't take me wrong. I hope God will open your ears and you'll understand what I'm trying to say. Scripturally speaking, if a man's saved, he's a Christian. And if he's not, he's a Gentile dog in God's sight. Now, you say, what in the world is an uptown church right here in the city limits with, I guess, over 275 people in it this morning for preaching service. What does a preacher stand up and call them people a bunch of dogs for? Now, I know that wouldn't go over too good and not very popular in our generation, but it's truth. Our generation will not take God's negative view of them. You know what they teach you in school today and in college? You are somebody. They pat you on the back. Believe in yourself. Have your own ideas, your own philosophies. You can do it. But just the opposite of what God says. God says you're a nobody. And until you realize you're a nothing and ain't fit to shoot, God can't help you. You say, well, I'm not that bad. I talked to a man the other day, and we was out visiting. And I said, would you like to come to church? And I said, you know, the Bible said we're all sinners and all that stuff. And he said, well, I'm not a Christian. And he was quick to add, in good old McDowell County language, but I'm not that big of a sinner either. Now, God can't help a person like that. If a person says, I'm not a Christian, but I ain't a sinner either. You know what? They got too high of an opinion of themselves. And this positive thinking, goody-goody, lovey-lovey, everybody's nicey, I'm okay, you're okay philosophy, has caused us to get the idea that we're not sinners anymore. And brother, face, one thing I've learned since I've been saved is this. You can't get somebody saved till they realize they're a sinner. As long as you think you're all right and never do anything wrong and you're just a goody boy and you're just all right like you are, God can't and won't help you. You're a dog. And I'm a dog. Only difference is you may be a lost and I'm a found, and that's all. I may have an owner, you may be a stray, but we're all still dogs. You know what I'm going to do this morning? I'm going to compare you to a dog. Now this is going to be very disappointing to some of you that think you're pretty. You girls, you're a dog. You know that? Oh, you got on that eye makeup, but you know what happened to you if you didn't take a bath for a week? You know what you smell like? A dog. That's right. Oh, you got it all fixed up and you got your makeup on, but you know what would happen if you men didn't take a bath for a week? We fix ourselves up. We try to look better than what we are, but God said we're dogs. Now, I've got a lot to get to and just a little bit to do it, so you bear with me and you pray for me. Dogs are compared to sinners. If you're saved, you're a found dog. If you're not, you're a lost dog. Have you ever noticed, and this is all introduction, have you ever noticed how people begin to look like their dogs after a while? I've always enjoyed those little skits they used to have on TV where they would have a man coming down the street and he'd have a little mustache and a tall hat and a cane and he'd have a dog look just like him walking beside him. And I've always wondered how come that is. But it's strange that people after a while begin to look like their dog. I was behind the car one day, me and my daughter, and I think we was going to school. And we said, there's a car in front of us, a nice, rich-looking lady, and she's driving up through there. And there's the cutest little old girl beside her. And it kept popping around and had her hair, and I thought, had her hair in ponytail, in those pigtails, like girls do their hair when they're little. And you know what that was? Some kind of little old poodle dog. Flopping around in there just like a kid. And people have kind of brought dogs up to our level. And we went down to the dog's level. Now, personally, I don't think a house is a place for a dog. If you got one house, it's your business. And I ain't saying it's a sin or nothing. But if you want to live a dog's life, just move in with them. Or let them move in with you. And, brother, I've seen people begin to look like their dogs, and people think them little old dogs are almost human. Them little old women, they look just like them poodle dogs. They got their hair, you know them poodle dogs, they get their hair fixed, go a little bush right here, and then their neck ain't got a bit of hair. Then they got another little bush right here, then their body ain't got a bit of hair, then they got another little bush back here. That's right. Have you seen them like that? And them women try to look just like them. They get them a poodle doodle hairdo. And, brother, they get to looking good. And first thing you know, their eyes looks like a poodle. They got black, and they look just like them. They get them up and say, Moochie Mommy's baby. But that's a must to make somebody sick. Now, you may have a poodle, and I ain't saying it's a sin. Really, I ain't. I think you're crazy, but I ain't saying it's a sin. And, brother, you may have... When you get to the place like some women do, taking them getting their fingernails done and wiping their bottom when they use a bathroom, that's carrying it a little too far. Because that is a dog. It may be sweet and you may put perfume on it and cuddle it, but it's a dog, just like an old stray with rabies walking up and down the street. Guy said one time, he said, my dog can talk. The other guy said, oh, he can't do it. He said, he can talk. He'd say, Prince, tell him how sandpaper feels. Prince went, rough, rough. That's the way people are. They live in an imaginary world. They think their dog talks to them. They think they can talk to a dog. You think you've heard it all. Over in France, you know what they've done? They're opening up public toilets for dogs. About the size of a little fire hydrant, a little bigger. And they're public toilets for dogs for sanitation reasons. And the dogs are encouraged to use them by a sweet fragrance that radiates from the public toilets for the dogs. Up in New York City, they got a dog hotel. Where if you're making a movie or something, you know, out with you, off with you, bunch getting drunk or something, you can leave your dog in the hotel and pay $30 or $40 a night for it to be stayed. And it'll be fed the right meal and sleep in nice sheets and all that kind of stuff. And, brother, they're beginning to treat people like dogs, and dogs like people. They even have a psychiatrist for dogs nowadays. A guy had a sign out in the paper, and it said, has your dog saw an analyst lately? Does he bite the postman because he hated his mother? Maybe he needs to see a psychiatrist. And that's the way that's going on nowadays. Well, we know that people look like their dogs, and I don't know why that is. You see, an old hound dog, an old hillbilly, he's sitting on the porch, you know, with his overalls on, no pipe sticking out of his mouth. He's got an old sad, long, droopy look on his face. He wouldn't hit a lick at a snake. He's just laying back there just a drooping, a snoozing. Over here, he'll have an old dog looks just like him. Old droopy, long face, wouldn't hit a lick at a snake, wakes up two or three times a day, see what time it is, and just lays there. Then you got big bulldogs, you know, they're big muscle men and those. And you got the somebody with a beagle, looks like a beagle, a little fast, you know. Some people look like little fast. They just jump around and they'll fight, you know. Other people look like St. Bernards, you know, a little large or a little overweight. Some of them been known to be weighed 300 pounds. Some of them are like a collie. Some of them are like a husky. Some people, you ever seen a dog smile? Dogs can smile. Do you know that? We had an old dog. Carrie had an old dog. It was an old stray. And that thing would smile. And I've seen other dogs. You ever seen an old, usually they're old stray. You go out and every time you look at them, they're just a grinning. Their mouth opens way back here. And they just grin at you. That just looks like some people. It really does. And brother, the reason dogs' breath stinks because they don't have toothpaste and they don't have shirts. And Clorets, it doesn't mean they're any dirtier than you are. Now you get that this morning. I'm going to compare wicked men to dogs. There's a great similarity. There's a great similarity. Notice the difference between sinful men and dogs. First of all, there are many different kinds of dogs. Some gentle and some snarling. Some will lay around, wouldn't hurt a flea. Others will growl and bark and bite, but yet they're all dogs. And people are the same way. I know people that are just as gentle and mild-mannered. They're courteous. They pay their bills. They even go to church regularly. They're nice. But then there's other people out there that are vile and wicked and mean and hateful. And somebody said, well, I'm a lot different from them. No, you're all sinners. Some are gentle, some are fierce. But all have sinned. Come short of the glory of God. Not only that this morning, but number two, dogs are a base, low down, beastly. And brother, dogs are beastly creatures. They're low down. They're close to the ground. So wicked men have vile affections. And if a man's not saved, he's got wicked, beastly, vile affections within his bosom. He'd commit all uncleanliness with greediness. Have you ever wondered how come when somebody wanting to describe somebody that they hate and want to put down, they'll say, well, that dirty dog, that low-down dog, she come over here and stole my husband. She come over here and took every dime I've got out of the cash register. Why that low-down dog? Why do people say that? It's because people are like dogs. That's why. Remember the Bible said that it was the dogs that ate Jezebel in 1 Kings. And it was the dogs that licked Lazarus' sores in the book of Luke chapter 16. It was the price of a dog that could not be brought into the God's house in the book of Deuteronomy. They couldn't even bring, if they sold a dog, they couldn't bring that money to God. God said, I don't want it. That's about like us going out and trying to get money and help from the Lord's work from a bunch of sinners. God don't want their help. God's work is to be financed by His people and by tithes and offerings of God's people. Not selling a bunch of rags that we won't wear ourselves to the dogs and taking their money to bring it into God's house. God said it's unclean and I don't want it. I'm not satisfied with it. And so people are compared to dogs because they are low down. You know anybody that's low down as a dog? I do. Brother, these people in this world this morning that would do things dogs won't even do. Dog won't even have an abortion. That's right. A dog! Mother dog! Won't even run off and leave her pups when they're first born and put them off on somebody else to take care of. We're not just as low down as dogs. In many cases, we're more low down than dogs. And if you're saved this morning, you ain't nothing but a found dog. You was lost, now you're found. Not only that, number three, dogs are foolish creatures. You know that they really are. Dogs are... Somebody said, oh boy, that dog's smart. Well, he might be for a dog. But really, they're foolish and unclean. You know what they'll do? They'll bark at the moon. You tell me that ain't foolish. When a rock is thrown, when a rock's thrown at a dog, you know what them dumb dogs... We have some old strays come through the backyard once in a while, and you go out there and throw a rock at them, and they're dumb enough to think you're giving them, trying to give them something to eat. And you throw the rock, and they run and chase the rock to see what it was. And they'll smell of it and then turn around and walk off. You tell me that ain't dumb. If I stood you back there and you picked something up out of the driveway and started throwing it at me, I'd know it wasn't something to eat. But dogs are foolish. And you know people are the same way. Just as sure as that dog follows the rock and disregards the hand that threw it, so sinful men, when God brings this tragedy to their lives, they disregard and treat secondary causes and say, well, why did I have that wreck? I guess I was going too fast. And never regard the hand that threw it. I've seen people get in office, fix ever was, and they never think that it's God's hand trying to warn them and God's hand trying to speak to them. Have an accident, maybe get in trouble, put in jail, or maybe get their head beat in, and instead of looking at the hand where it came from, we'll say, well, that just happened. Well, what about that? That's how men are like dogs. We forget God's hand in these things. The Bible said here in this scripture that I read to you that they bark at night. He said when the dogs come in town, they come in at night. That sound like anybody you know? And they get to turn their tape players wide open in their Jeeps and vents, you know, and all kind of cars. And they just come howling through the streets. I saw a strange thing recently. I was in a store paying a bill, and they had some music playing. They call it music. They had some noise coming over the speakers. And there was a weird sounding noise coming out of them speakers. It was supposed to be in guitars. And it went, and there's a bunch of men singing, supposed to have been men, I reckon. And they was doing like this. That's the way it sounded. That's the truth. I couldn't understand. It sounded just like a bunch of old hound dogs I have. And there was a girl whom I know used to go to church. And I watched her, and she was going around here, and she was saying every bit of that, word for word. I couldn't even understand what they were saying. You've got to be a little out of it, or on drugs, or something, to even interpret them things. And I couldn't figure out what them words was, and she was walking around there looking at clothes, going, saying every bit of it, just word for word. Just like we would Amazing Grace or something. And it sounds just like old pack of dogs to me. They bark at night. The Bible said they come into town at night and that sounds like top 10, don't it? Just with a little music behind it. That's a top 10 right there, brother. Bunch old Gentile dogs that never have known God. And God said they won't get to go to heaven. They don't get to go to heaven without our dogs out of the holy city. And remember, remind you, if you're saved, don't get the big head. You ain't nothing but a found dog. Number 4, some dogs have a fierce, angry look and snarl when those come near that would try to help them. Do you know that? Sometimes you might want to give a dog a biscuit. And brother, he's got a fierce... start snarling at you and look at you. Some men are the same way. They have a fierce, angry look, a countenance. The Bible said the wicked plotteth against the righteous and gnasheth on him with his teeth. And David said there in Psalm 22:20, deliver thy darling from the power of the dog. You know what the Bible said there in Psalm 22, by the way, since we're talking about that Psalm, which is our looking forward to the coming of the Lord. You know what he said? Dogs come past me when they got ready to crucify him. He said them men that would take the Lord and nail his hands to a tree, shed his blood, they're a bunch of dogs. He said, I don't like that. That's God said it, not me. Ain't my fault. Some of them will bite you, boy. Some dogs not only snarl, but bite and tear in pieces their victims. I don't know if you ever been dog bit real good. Somehow or another, the Lord's blessed me to where I've avoided that. Of course, you got to use a little common sense in there, too. When I'm out visiting, and brother, one time I was out visiting, and as soon as we stopped at the house, I looked, and there was a big face looking right in the window. Son, there was a Doberman out. That thing was that tall. And I looked out there, and there's a difference between faith and foolishness. I didn't say, well, the Lord will take care of me. Bless God. You ought to have got my head eat off. Here's what you do first. You roll down the window about that far. You say, hey there. How you doing there, buddy? Stick your finger out. You can afford to do without that if you had to. If he's nice, roll it down a little bit more. If it's nice, roll it down a little bit more. Then reach out and pet him. Take it easy. Get out a little out of town. And that's the way some people are to it. You know that? some wicked men fall upon their victims and slay them. That happens every weekend in Charlotte and Atlanta, where them wild dogs roam. You might just be walking down the street, and all of a sudden just some of them come out and attack you, knock your brains out, spill your blood on the sidewalk. Men just like dogs. Same way. But I want to tell you something about another kind of dog. Some of them don't bark. They just sneak up and bite you. That's the kind you watch out for. He's always barking. I ain't as scared of them as much as I am the kind that you never even know they're there. Out walking up to the front door of somebody's house, they're on you just like that. That's the kind that'll get you. Usually when you pull up in front of the house and they just, whoop, 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 they ain't going to bother you. They just barking. You ever heard anybody say he bark worse than his bite? That's the way a lot of men are too. Men, I'll get you, you blankety blank, I'll bust your head. They ain't going to do nothing. Our coach taught me that a long time ago in school. Boys would get mad and they'd say, I'll meet you at school, I'm going to beat your brains out, I'm going to fight you. He'd just laugh at them. He said, they ain't going to fight. He said, if somebody's going to fight, they'll fight. They ain't going to tell what they're going to do, they'll just do it. Every once in a while somebody killed me and said, they call me and say, I'm going to kill myself. It's hard to say kill me and I say, I'm going to call myself. But every once in a while somebody calls me and says, I'm going to kill myself. You know what? Now, be careful, but try this on them sometime. Okay, I've got a gun. Would you like to borrow it? Most of the time, they're just a bluffing. They don't mean it. If somebody's going to kill herself, they'll just go kill herself. That's the way they do it. So a lot of people just bark, 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 and never do anything. But I tell you who you better watch. It's this quiet bunch. That's the one that'll kill you. That's the one that'll get you. You better watch out for them. And brother, if you go around hanging around out here at these places, you go to them honky-tonks, you go to them bar rooms, you go to them taverns, and you're going around a bunch of wild dogs, and sooner or later, one of them going to tire your guts out. You know how come I ain't have my guts cut out lately? I don't go to the friendly tavern in Asheville. You hang around them places, somebody will get you. You say, I'll just meddle in there a little bit. Let me remind you of a verse of Scripture in Proverbs 26:17 that said, he that meddleth in strife is like somebody that takes a dog by the ears. You go out and take an old mean dog by the ears and twist his ears real good and see what he does to you. Well, let me say right quickly, some dogs are so unruly and wild, they must be tied up or chained. You know that? Some people got a dog so mean they have to keep him chained. The officers out there, if I let him loose, he'd kill half the neighborhood. You know why they have to keep him chained up and other dogs can run loose? They're more wild than them other dogs are. They'd cause all kind of trouble. So the same is with wicked men. Some men are so wicked and so dangerous, they have to be chained up, put behind bars. Keep from doing all kinds of trouble. Y'all staying with me? You see the comparison? Some dogs, they'll behave themselves. Let them run around town a little bit. But other dogs, you've got to keep them chained up. And people are the same way. Sometimes God allows them to be, quote, sent off for a while. Number 7, dogs are greedy, craven, incontinent creatures. Now, I know that. Dogs are greedy. We got one down at the house. Belongs to my daddy and my daughter. His name is Tom. He's a bulldog. Hoppy Tom's what we call him. And Tom has never been fooled. I don't care how much you feed him, he ain't satisfied. One day, they fed him a whole big pile of bread and bones and stuff. Big old, I don't see how he got it in him. And there was a cake sitting on the well house. Had one piece took out of it. The thing was that big around. Went in the house a few minutes, come out, and there was a plate. The cake was gone. He eat it every bit. He really did. And that dog had done eat this chair full of stuff. That's just, you can't fill him up. I fed them a bunch of sandwiches. Brother Wiley gave me one time. And there's hamburgers and hot dogs. Some of them had toothpicks in them and everything. I just threw them out there and them dogs just swallowed them. whole, brother. Two. They can't never be full. And I tell you what, if they ever do get full, and if you throw something else out there, they won't let anybody else have, they'll grab it and go take it and hide it somewhere so another dog won't get it. Boy, I know some people that live like that. They never have been satisfied. They ain't satisfied now. They never will be satisfied. Unthankful. Them dogs are unthankful. Do you know that? Little old boy went to a house to eat one time. He'd been raised in a Christian home. Every time they eat, they ask for blessing. And the little boy went to this house, and they wasn't Christians. They set the food down, just started eating. And the little boy said, "Don't you ask a blessing?" I said, "No." He said, "Y'all are just like my dog." He said, he just dives in and don't even look up to see where it comes from. If you just dive into your food at home, don't ask the Lord to bless it, you're just like a dog. You know that? You don't even look up to see where it comes from. I know that's real negative preaching, but it's the truth. One time they said a dog chased a freight train and caught it. Didn't know what to do with it when he got it. That's the way people live. Strive for that million. They don't know what to do with a million if they had a million. Strive for another car, another bigger house, new furniture, new carpet. Well, you wouldn't...